welcome to another chapter of Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, where we give you a deeper look into your favorite Christian authors and the inspirations, research, and methodology that goes into writing the books you love to read. Here's your host, Jamie Vaughn.
Welcome to the latest chapter of Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Vaughn. This chapter of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast is brought to you by Revell, a division of Baker Publishing Group. Revell offers practical books that bring Christian faith to everyday life. Whether through fiction, Christian living, self-help, marriage, family, or youth books, each Revell publication reflects relevancy, integrity, and excellence. On today's episode of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, we have author Amanda Cox to discuss her latest works, The Secret Keepers of the Old Depot Grocery. Hi, Amanda. How are you?
I am doing good. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We're excited that you're here. I want to hear more about this latest book.
So this book is a split timeline story, past and present, and it surrounds around the lives of these three women whose lives have revolved around Old Depot Grocery, which is a small town grocery store that's been in their family for decades. In the present day, you get to meet Sarah, and she's been through some things. She kind of took a left turn away from the family tradition of running the store and for a variety of reasons. But she's been through some tragedy in her life. And while she feels the weight of that tragedy, in some aspects, she feels a little bit of freedom because the life she's built has kind of crumbled. And she wants to go back to that store that her family has run, and for a lot of different reasons, to come home, to find herself again. And also because she's always had this dream of running the store, but it always seemed too small of a dream. So she goes back home, ready to jump into running the store with her grandmother and her mother. And when she gets there, her mom says, "Well, Sarah, we need to close the store. There's a big box store in town. Times are changing. Your grandmother's getting older," all these different reasons. But when the grandmother, Gloria Ann, sees Sarah, she sees so many things in her eyes that remind her of the first time she came to that store. And she's like, "No, we're going to keep the store going, Sarah and I." So you have the granddaughter and the grandmother, and they're like, "We're going to save the store." And then you have the mother, Rosemary. She's like, "No, the store needs to close." And she's got kind of some of her own reasons, but she's not very forthcoming with why that needs to happen. Mm-hmm. And so then the past timeline starts in 1965, and you get to meet Gloria Ann, the grandmother, as a 19-year-old. And her fiance has gone off to war in Vietnam and is killed in battle. But the thing that she ends up having to confess to her minister father and her mother is that she is pregnant with her dead fiance's child. And for a variety of reasons, she's kind of pressured into this marriage of convenience to a shopkeeper of Old Depot Grocery. Mm-hmm. And so that past timeline moves forward through history while you have the present timeline running. And so you get to see all three women in different phases of their life, different things that happen along the way that bring them to be the people that you meet in the present day timeline.
Gotcha. I would love to hear your inspiration behind it.
So the store Old Depot Grocery is named after a store that my grandmother ran and that my mom grew up working in, that I, as a little girl, I played hide and seek in the aisles with my brother when we would come for family visits. It was out in West Tennessee, and we live in East Tennessee. So we would come for visits. And it played such a special role in my family's history, and it played such a special role in that town. I wanted to kind of bring it back to life as almost a character of its own in the book. So that's a little bit of what inspired the grocery store element in the story.
Oh, wow. I love that. I love that you're able to use things from your actual life and put it into the heart of the book. I just love that. So yeah, this book is filled with a lot of different emotions. You have grief and unresolved anger and guilt and love and hope and healing. How do you feel your background as a professional counselor informs your writing?
It goes a lot into it, particularly the way that I like to write dual timeline. Mm-hmm. Because whenever I have had families that I've been sitting with we assess, like, where are you now? Let's talk about the things that brought you to this point and then deciding how we move forward for a better future. So I have a lot of fun exploring that with these fictional characters, with their past timelines and the different things that they encounter that shape them as time goes on, and how it influences how they interact with other characters, and why they keep secrets in the first place. Some of the generational patterns that sometimes we pass on that we don't necessarily intend to. Sometimes we have those legacies that we pass on that we're really proud of and excited about. But then sometimes we have legacies that we pass on that sometimes we unknowingly are passing them down to future generations.
Yeah. How does your faith inform your writing?
For me, writing is a spiritual experience for me. Writing has always been a way that I connected with God. Sometimes words flow much easier for me when I'm writing. And so that's just a way that I've always connected. And so when I'm writing, it's always a prayerful consideration of, Lord, what story do you want me to tell? What story needs to be told? And sometimes the things that come out in the stories surprise me along the way.
Yeah. What was your inspiration for writing the main character, Sarah?
The main character, Sarah, in a lot of ways, I kind of started with, Glorianne, the grandmother. It was kind of like my originating character that I had in my mind. And so when I start with her and I see kind of like that 19-year-old and what shapes her, that kind of influence who Rosemary, the mother, and then Sarah, the daughter become. And so they're all kind of a composite of some different strong Southern women with strong opinions. So they, not any one person in particular, but a composite of different characteristics that kind of come through with them.
Why did you write about the mother-daughter dynamic that seems to flow all the way through this book?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I was considering that question after I had finished writing the book. Because sometimes you start out and there's a long process that happens between you have the original idea of a story and then what actually ends up being the final product. I was like, wait, why did I choose mother-daughter relationships? I was always kind of a daddy's girl growing up. And so I was like, why did I choose that? And it made me sit and reflect and remember why I had chosen that. But the reason is because I have a little girl. And she is a mama's girl, 100%. She, since the time, I mean, she's always been just connected at my hip since the day she was born. But she follows me around, watches every little move I make. Sometimes she parrots me, and sometimes it's really, really cute. And sometimes it's very, very revealing. It's like, oh, I know where that impatient tone came from. I know who sounded exactly like that. So if I'm writing, she wants to be beside me writing a story. If I'm in the kitchen doing something, she is following right along. Different hobbies that I've picked up, whether it's painting or whatever, she is always right by my side. And so it just really hit me one day how much that I am influencing her life. Sometimes intentionally, sometimes there are ways that I'm influencing her unintentionally, and just seeing how much that she was looking to me to figure out what it means to be a woman in this world and to be a godly woman. And I was just like, I felt the weight of that. I'm like, oh goodness. Like that's, you know, a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And so that's one reason that the whole concept of mother-daughter relationships came through the book. And I would say that that's one of the biggest secrets and the secret keepers of Old Depot Grocery is the way that women influence the future generations. Because now, while I say I was a daddy's girl, I look back to the way to, and I think about things with my mom. And I'm like, I see the way that I interact with my children and the way that I love them and so many different things that unawares she was teaching me all this time while I was not necessarily focused on that. I was focused on like, what's dad doing in the garage? I want to learn more about that. My mom was teaching me so many things that at the time in my childhood, I didn't realize she was teaching me. And so that was kind of my inspiration and why mother-daughter relationships are such a strong theme in the book.
If, for the reader who sits down and takes this story in that you've created, what do you want them to take away? What's the main thing that you want them to remember this book about?
I want them to see the way that sometimes truth can be painful and sometimes truth can be difficult, but truth can be so healing and can be such a starting place for more healthy relationships with the people that we love. And so when they're reading this story about Sarah, Rosemary, and Glorianne and kind of the struggles that they have along the way of finding that real authentic relationship, I hope it inspires them to want that in their own life. If there are areas where relational healing needs to take place, that their journey would inspire them to take their own.
Okay. So tell me what's next on the plan for you. We would love to hear what you've got cooking in your head.
I don't have anything specific yet that I can talk about. I've got some different fun things that I'm toying around with. I recently, this past year, started beekeeping with my daughter. And so I'm like,
I want to do that.
It's so fun. They are so amazing. And I was like, so at some point in history, I want to have a book with beekeeping involved. Okay. There's different travels I'm going on. And then I'm like, I want these different places to be in some different stories that I'm kind of toying around with. But I don't have anything specific I can talk about just yet, but know that there are different plans and in the works. And no matter what I write, there will always be a strong theme of hope, healing, and home. So no matter where they take place or the things going on in the story, you can always count on those elements being within the pages.
I love that. Well, Amanda, thanks so much for coming by, and I expect a pot of honey next summer.
Absolutely.
And you can purchase Amanda's book, The Secret Keepers of the Old Depot Grocery, wherever you buy your books. If you like this chapter of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf podcast, make sure to click the button below to get the latest chapter notes so you never miss another chapter. I'm your host, Jamie Vaughn.
Thanks for listening to Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast. Stay up to date on all things Christian fiction at familyfiction.com. Christian Fiction Bookshelf is produced by Ross Kluver, hosted by Jamie Vaughn, and edited by Brandon Woolham. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss a chapter.